Edward Teach, known as Blackbeard, stood on the deck of his ship, the Queen Anne's Revenge, eyes scanning the horizon. The sun dipped low, casting an eerie glow over the restless sea. Tales of his exploits had spread like wildfire, but the man behind the legend remained shrouded in mystery. Where had he come from? Some claimed Bristol, others whispered of Jamaica or Bath County in North Carolina. Each theory held weight, yet none offered the truth. The early 18th century was a turbulent time. The English colonial empire expanded, establishing footholds in the New World. The scent of sugar and tobacco filled the air, fueling fortunes and igniting greed. Amidst this backdrop, piracy thrived. The War of the Spanish Succession had left countless privateers adrift, their official licenses worthless. Many turned to a life of crime, abandoning the king for the allure of freedom on the high seas. Blackbeard was no exception. Little was known about his early years, but rumors suggested he had once sailed as a privateer. After the war ended in 1713, he joined forces with Stede Bonnet, the so-called gentleman pirate. Together, they embarked on a path that would turn their names into legends. Bold and ruthless, Blackbeard quickly made a name for himself with daring raids along the eastern seaboard and the Caribbean. His most famous vessel, the Queen Anne's Revenge, was a trophy taken from a French slave ship. With this ship, he commanded a powerful force, striking fear into the hearts of merchant sailors. Reports of his audacious attacks spread through colonial ports, adding to his growing infamy. Each successful raid expanded his crew and his reputation, cementing his place in the annals of piracy. Yet, amidst the wealth and chaos, questions lingered. What drove a man like Blackbeard to become a pirate? Was it the promise of riches, the thrill of the chase, or something deeper? As the sun set, painting the sky in shades of crimson, Blackbeard contemplated his next move. The sea was vast, and the world was ripe for the taking. With the sun melting into the horizon, Blackbeard turned to his crew. They gathered around him, eyes glinting with anticipation. Stories of their past conquests buzzed in the air, a blend of camaraderie and reckless ambition. He lifted his voice above the crashing waves. "Tomorrow we strike the traitor's route near Charleston. Rumor has it, a treasure-laden ship will be sailing its way. We'll take it." A roar of approval erupted from the men. They thrived on tales of adventure, and their loyalty to Blackbeard fueled their thirst for more. The sea lay before them, a vast expanse filled with promise and peril. Days turned into restless nights as they prepared. Blackbeard's tactics were meticulous. He studied maps and whispered strategies with his trusted quartermaster. The Queen Anne's Revenge was ready, her sails billowing like a storm cloud. A ship as fearsome as her captain, she embodied the spirit of piracy. The following morning, fog blanketed the sea, shrouding their movements. Blackbeard stood at the helm, heart racing. He felt the pulse of the ocean, a silent countdown to chaos. As the fog began to lift, the silhouette of a merchant ship appeared in the distance. Tension mounted. The crew's excitement surged. Blackbeard gave the signal, and they sprang into action. Cannons readied, swords unsheathed. The thrill of the chase electrified the air. The merchant ship, unaware of the impending storm, sailed on, blissfully naive. With the Queen Anne's Revenge closing in, Blackbeard let out a fierce battle cry. The merchant crew scrambled, but it was too late. The pirates boarded with ferocity. The clash of steel rang out, and the fear painted on the faces of the merchants fueled Blackbeard's resolve. Amid the chaos, he spotted the captain, a man trembling with despair. Blackbeard approached him, the weight of his legacy heavy on his shoulders. "You've chosen the wrong seas to sail," he said, voice low and menacing. As the fight erupted around them, Blackbeard seized the moment. He pressed for information on other vessels, on hidden treasures. The captain stammered, spilling secrets in exchange for his life. Each answer solidified Blackbeard's dominance. The raid ended with a haul beyond their wildest dreams. Gold, spices, and silk filled their holds. Victory echoed through the crew. Yet, as they sailed away, a shadow lingered in Blackbeard's mind. Each raid brought more riches, but the cost of this life weighed heavily. What would he lose in pursuit of unending conquest? The sea was a fickle mistress, and her tides could change swiftly. With every treasure claimed, the question loomed: would the price of his legend be his very soul? As the Queen Anne's Revenge sailed away from the wreckage of its latest conquest, Blackbeard stood at the bow, the weight of his treasure both exhilarating and burdensome. The crew celebrated, their laughter mixing with the scent of gunpowder and salt. Gold glittered in their holds, yet a chill settled within him. The thrill of the chase had become a haunting melody. The days of plunder blended into a blur of adrenaline and fear. The crew grew restless, eyes on the horizon for more. Blackbeard's ambitions pushed them further, yet in his heart, doubt crept in. He thought of the captain they had bested, the man whose life he had held in his hands. Every cut and clash left a mark, and with each victory, he wondered who he was becoming. One stormy night, the ship rocked violently as thunder echoed across the darkened sky. Blackbeard stood at the helm, battling the elements. Rain lashed against his skin, and the crew struggled to maintain control. Lightning illuminated their faces, revealing fear that he had not seen before. In that moment, he realized the sea demanded its due, and the whispers of fate began to weave their tale. As dawn broke, the storm subsided. The crew, shaken but alive, gathered on deck. Blackbeard turned to them, the weight of command heavy on his shoulders. "We've taken and lost in equal measure. Riches mean little if we lose ourselves." The men hushed, their eyes searching his for the man they followed. In that silence, Blackbeard felt the stirrings of change. He pondered the roads they could take, the legends they could forge. What good is a life lived in shadows? Let's chart a path less marked. The crew exchanged glances, uncertainty flickering like the dying embers of the storm. With a new course set for the Caribbean's hidden isles, Blackbeard sought something beyond treasure. He aimed for purpose, a legacy that would not only echo through tavern tales, but would breathe life into his existence. In honoring his crew, he began to understand the true meaning of loyalty and sacrifice. Weeks later, the Queen Anne's Revenge anchored in a secluded cove. The crew disembarked to explore the island, laughter ringing through the palms. Blackbeard stood on deck, watching them. They were more than just pirates. They were a family bound by shared dreams and scars. As the sun dipped low, painting the sky once again in hues of deep red, Blackbeard felt a stirring in his heart. The sea would always be fickle, but perhaps amid the chaos, he could find a way to claim his soul while forging a lasting legacy. The promise of adventure lingered, and in that moment, he embraced the mystery of the man he was becoming.